بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What's the difference between the nafs and shaitan? With the grace of Allah Ta'ala, explain to him. Shaitan only stirs you up. He is not the doer. The doer is yourself. But he stirs you up to do a certain thing. So that's why on the day of Qiyamah he will say, مَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I didn't have any control over you. Yes, I invited you and you listened to me. So it's like Edgar's furniture, right? So what's their work? Their work is to market the product, to advertise. They will show the beauty of their furniture, their appliances, the offers that they have, the long-term payment plan, or if they want a service plan, they will show the service plan guarantee. So they will do everything to promote and market the product. That's the goal. But the buying, who will do the buying? Will they do the buying or you do the buying? Buying you will do. So if you get into financial difficulties, then you cannot say that they made me do this. Can you say that? You can't say that. This is our work, was to market, to attract you, to invite you. That was our work. We didn't ask you to get yourself involved in financial problems. You bought it and you got yourself involved. So, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Shaitan will throw the blame back. He says, then don't blame me, don't accuse me. Accuse yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي. Today you can't save me, nor can I save you. So you understand that the thing that needs to be corrected within us is the nafs. This is the weak point in man. This is where shaitan grips you. He gets the nafs and then he maneuvers the nafs. So once he gains a little bit of access on the nafs, then you will keep making demands, do this, do it, do it, do it, do it, until he reaches a point where man reaches a point where he gives in. Say, for example, there is a smartphone that is available, right? And your mind is telling you that there is a lot of wrong. Lots of wrong. You're worried about the politics, international, and whatever else, conspiracies, etc. You're worried about that. But are you concerned about the conspiracies within yourself? Nafs, how it's dropping you down. You learned Quran Sharif, you forgot Quran Sharif. You know you're not supposed to be going to wrong places, but you're going there. You know you're not supposed to be experimenting in some doubtful things, but you're experimenting. You know that it's happening repeatedly. You know your time is getting eaten up by this thing here. Whereas you are a hafiz, you should finish at least 3 or 2, 5 siparas every day. But no, you can't. You don't have the time for it. that you got into this thing here, your mind is telling you that don't get into this. So you forget your Quran Sharif, you forget the duties that you have. As a Muslim, you have a duty over your parents, number one. Then you have duties towards your wife, duties towards your children. So if you want to get involved in these things here, then everybody's rights are going to get affected. You won't be able to talk and see your parents, obey them, serve them, and be kind towards them. You won't be able to do it as you're supposed to be doing. Right? Parents is not just being just obeying them, but being kind towards them as well. So you won't have the time. Like your wife, it is not just fulfilling her needs. What is the groceries you need? And this is the house, this is the clothing. Does it end up there? She got some physical needs, some attention, some love. Then that house works. You don't work the house just because your groceries for the month, is your clothing, and just the house. Don't do that. So the parents come before the wife. Now, when you put yourself into all these things here, you neglect them. Right. Then it comes to the parents and the wife and the children. Right. So apart from seeing to their physical needs and requirements, there are other needs also that are attached to the wife and the children. You may ask, all right, what are the needs? You saw to the physical needs, the well-being, the medical, the food, the clothing, all that you saw. But what about, what other needs they have? The other needs they have is the physical dimension you took care of. But did you take care and nourish the spiritual side? Right? You may well say, all right, I'm speaking to them about it, but they're not responding. Now, be fair to yourself. Say, for example, your child is not eating. One day, second day, third day, he's not eating. So that's the physical dimension, right? But he's not eating. So will you just leave him? He's not eating. Then you can say, all right, I'm giving the food. But he's not eating. So it's his problem. He must sort himself out. I can't even force him. Will you have that type of an attitude? You don't want to have that attitude. What you'll do? You'll think, all right, there's something medically wrong, and you call the doctor, hospital, a clinic, a specialist, or if it comes to the push, then I'll go to an alim or an amil, see what's wrong, what a jinnat problem, what problem he's got. So you'll go right to the end and sort the child out. But now, when the spiritual side is starving, he's not doing it. Child, 13, 12, 14 years of age, and his spiritual side is being starved. He's not reading Quran Sharif like how he's supposed to be reading. He's not doing the namaz as he's supposed to be. He's not talking like the Muslim's supposed to be talking. He's not showing the level of respect and obedience to his parents that he's supposed to be showing. He doesn't know how to live with people, get into a fight and trouble, etc. So you can see now that spiritually he is not nourished. As though he's going through a spiritual starvation. Spiritually he's starved. Like when you are physically starved, then you will see a certain response in him. He is lethargic. He doesn't want to move out. Why? He's physically starved, right? But now here you can see that he's spiritually starved. When there's a spiritual starvation, you show the same concern towards your child as you had shown when he was physically starved. When he was physically starved, you did something, a lot of things you did. But now when he's spiritually starved, do you show the same type, same level of concern and fikr? If you're not showing the same type of fikr and concern, then you're not fair. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ Allah Ta'ala commands justice. So accept that you are unjust, talking to the whole world being just. What about yourself? Worry about America and all that. What about yourself? The injustice that you are doing to yourself, do you talk about it? Are you concerned about it? Do you work on it? Do you show some concern about it? Yes. When it's your rights, you say, you mustn't tramp my toes, doing this to me, being grossly unfair towards me. But then your rights towards your own children, then when they're 13, 1 year's time, they come of age. Now they're misbehaving. They're doing the wrong things. Then you ask me, I don't know what happened. I send them to madrasa and all that, and I don't know why they're misbehaving. But you see how you neglected them. Then the child is growing up now, and there are certain rights that he owes towards the neighbors. Like this morning, when I explained that, what rights to the neighbors. 7 or 8 or 9 things explained. Don't inconvenience them. If they are in problems, you try and help them. If there's a tragedy, go and console them. It's a happy moment, you can compliment them, right? And you see that you don't raise your building above his building to stop the ventilation, rotation of the air, right? Then if it is that you bought something new, right, then you share with them as well. And if it is that you can't share with them for some reason, then you wrap it so that not to inconvenience them. And you will ask your children not to eat it in their presence. Right? So, one is a fruit. It doesn't only restrict, it's not restricted to a fruit. In our context, we talk about a braai, right? When you start a braai, so I ask you, do the neighbors get the smell of it? Springer Beach, I keep from one street to another street, you get the smell. There's a wind, one thing, making ikram for everybody. But now, aren't you supposed to be considerate towards them? Do you send something to the neighborhood? So you didn't practice it, you didn't learn it, nor are you sharing it with your child. Your child is growing up like a jungle, you know, a wild animal, like a beast is growing up. And when he's behaving like a beast, then you want to know why is he behaving that way. But then when it was the time for you to teach the child, you didn't teach him. We are talking about your duties, right? Your duties. What is the parent's duty? What he's supposed to be doing? And the gross injustice that is done in that regard. So, you married, you got some duties. Then you got a duty towards your parents. Then your wife. Then your children, right? Then Zawil Qurba, then your relatives. Now all these people have a right. So you got yourself involved in something. You talk about America and the WhatsApp phone and all that, so you think of big things. But this, what is obligatory, you have neglected. Talking about what's going in China, what's happening in Japan, and what the plans and the conspiracies. Right. Ask yourself in all faith and all trust, from the time that you start learning all these conspiracies till now, have you done anything against it? In all, ask yourself. Right. So now, then sit, reflect. So, when you're sitting in your cubicle, you know, I know so much about it, and what the conspiracies are, what the plans are, right? All right. You will not doubt that you know about it. Or you don't know. You don't doubt it, right? But then, Everything that a man does, he's got a goal. Right? You start a business, so there's a goal. You just start a business without a goal. There's a goal, all right. Starting of a business, got a certain goal. You must make money, generate an income, and be able to support my wife and children. Right? That's the whole idea. So you got into this, what was the goal? What you got out of it? Anything you could. Or you said, all right, you may be working against Muslims or humanity. What have you done to undo it? Have you done anything? Why waste your time? This time is the most precious commodity Allah Pak has blessed. See, when you get into love, things, frivolities, things that don't concern your dunya or your akhirah, then when you get involved in this thing here, then you get deprived of your obligations. You are involved in this thing here, this discussion, that conspiracy, you are involved, then are you able to discharge your obligations, drop your obligations towards your parents, then your wife, your children, your relatives, your neighbors? Do you fulfill their rights? Ask yourself. So won't you be answerable to Allah? And still you feel, no, I'm doing the right thing. You're robbing this person here. Your neighbor, you're robbing him of his rights. Your relatives, you're robbing them of their rights. You're not even visiting them. But you're not, it doesn't concern you. But now see where this thing stems from. It stems from this. When you get involved in things that don't concern you. So, understand this. See, what concerns me first? What is my first duty? My second duty? My third duty? My fourth duty? What is my duty? So that's why you're sitting at the kaf. To give yourself some time. Think now that if it were my last day on earth, then I will soon meet my Allah Ta'ala. When I meet my Allah Ta'ala, then I will have to have all my work in order. In the colloquial language, you say, I need to have my ducks in the row. So I've got everything on row. Most people that come here, they are Hafiz, right? So now, have they secured the Quran Sharif? They learnt it. And after learning it, did they maintain it? Ask yourselves, you learnt it, all right? Your father or your parents encouraged you and you became a Hafiz. But after becoming a Hafiz, did you maintain it? Number two is, after maintaining the Quran Sharif, did you apply it on yourself? Like I said, see, the Quran Sharif wants you to leave out things that don't concern you. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُ مُؤْرِدُونَ. Right? So, did you manage to leave out all these things here? Or you made your deen, things that are exciting, things that people talk about, the media, the news speaks about, is that your deen? كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحِينَ. When you get involved in these things here, then after a time, you are proud of it. See, I know about this. I know about this. I went here. I saw this. Right? So you are proud of those things, of those conspiracies, that you know about conspiracy. But then ask yourself, what faida, what benefit? Have you done anything? كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحِينَ. So things that concern you, your next life, your qabr, your akhirat, your jannat, your jahannam, and then the jannat of your children, of your progeny, of your wife, that is the primary concern. Do you think anything about it? So if you haven't done it, so in this short stay in the i'tikaf, don't think about it. I need to get this thing right. Now, where it's stemming from? It's stemming from me not having the right relationship with Allah Ta'ala. See, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيهُمْ. When you forget Allah Ta'ala, then the result is then you forget all your own duties. Okay? You forget Allah Ta'ala. When you forget Allah Ta'ala, then all your duties now, you forget your own duties. Why you forget Allah Ta'ala? So then you come to the conclusion, alright, now I need to get the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala right in my heart. That must be rooted. Once I got that right, then everything will fall in place. If I don't have the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, then it's like a building without a foundation. And I'm thinking to myself, why is it cracking here? Why is it falling there? Especially someone is doing a conspiracy here. They made a jadu of the thing. Did you get the root of the root of the problem is in the foundation? Or the foundation wasn't right, or the truth. So you are not looking at the root of the problem. You're looking at the symptoms. You're not looking at the root. You're looking at the symptoms. So look at the root. So the root of the problem is that we forgot Allah Ta'ala. لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be like the one who's forgotten Allah Ta'ala. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. You forget Allah Ta'ala, then you'll forget your own duties. And once you've got Allah Ta'ala's consciousness, His awareness, His power, His might, His glory, His greatness, right? You understood who Allah Ta'ala is, then you'll have everything in place. Everything will work out. See, people talk of rights, right? And Muwatthani Sahib Rahmatullahi, his eyes opened out at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And he's turning from side to side. So, when a person is disturbed, sleeping next to you, you can also feel it that he's disturbed. He's turning side to side. One of his origins also is in Kabul. So these people in Kabul, they are very clear people, get things right. They not people that will be ambiguous. Straight, let's do it right. So one is turning from one side to the other. So his respected wife, she also sensed it that he's uneasy about something. So she got up and she's asking him, what makes me so uneasy? Why are you turning from side to side? So he says, you know, in the course of the day, I have taken 1 rupee from you. And I didn't repay you. But I haven't repaid you now. I'm concerned in this state, if something happens to me, then I'm dying as a debtor without making an arrangement for the repayment. See, I'm dying as a debtor and without making the arrangements to repay. So then how will I meet Allah Ta'ala? See, so conscious, this is called consciousness. See that? This is called consciousness, awareness. So when you're conscious, then you're very thorough. But that unconsciousness that has overtaken us is because you forgot Allah Ta'ala. لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهُ. Then, sometimes it happens, you're conscious, but you're conscious only about wealth. And you'll see that we discharge people's rights. Right? Alright, that's also a duty, but that's not the only duty, there are other duties as well. But more time, Salah has one senior Khalifa, is Mullah Abdul Ghani Phulphuli, Rahmatullahi. Most of us may have seen the Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullahi. His sheikh was Mullah Abdul Ghani Phulphuli, Rahmatullahi. So, he felt that he was a little bit harsh with one of his staff, right? That I was not supposed to be harsh like that. I spoke to him a little bit more than what I was supposed to. So he said, it's wrong, right? I need to correct it. But how do you speak to the person? It doesn't mean that if the person is working for you, he has sold his respect to you, so you can smash him and break him as you want. Still, he's only sold his time to you. He didn't sell away his respect. You feel that because he's working, so I can tell him what I want. I can turn him around as I want. That's how we feel. So Mu'adh thought, at the end of the day, you know, he's my worker, but I overplayed my mark. I overplayed my... I'm not supposed to be treating that. I'm not supposed to be talking to him like that. He doesn't deserve this. See, I spoke something and it was not right. It was harsh towards him. And that's not right. And if something happens to me, then... See, there's one word. That's why yesterday's Tariq after Fajr was about the words that we use. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ أَلَى مِلَاكِ ذَٰلِكَ كُلِّي. You will save your entire deen. What is it? Tongue. You're doing everything else, but then you're not taking care of your tongue. And then if you don't take care of the tongue, then everything goes. This morning I was looking at the tafsir. On the day of Qiyamah, كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. Your book of deeds, right? Your book of deeds, your actions were recorded by the malaika, wrapped around your neck. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then it's brought before you on the day of Qiyamah. Then you are commanded, اِقْرَأَ كِتَابَ. To see your balance here, you don't need the service of an accountant. You have to see your books, you need the service of an accountant. Even the person that was illiterate, he'll be able to read his own book. Where I stand. So he's told, Ikra kitabak, read your book. You take stock of yourself. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka shaheeda. It's enough, you can do it yourself. So when the books are given, so one person was pious, he will complain to Allah Ta'ala, O Allah Ta'ala, that I did some works here, but I don't see any mention of the works that I've done in the book. See this consciousness. What we're talking today about the place of Allah Ta'ala is consciousness. So he'll complain to Allah Ta'ala that I've done some works, but there's no mention of the works that I've done in the book. I went for Hajj, I did my Umrah, I did charitable work, I helped people out, right? But there's no mention about all the good that I've done here. So Allah Ta'ala said, yes, you have done the work, but together with that, you made ghibat of this person, of that person, that person. You hurt that person, you made ghibat of this person here. So therefore you lost. It's gone to a loss. You're like, you made some money, right? So your father is asking, all right, you know, you're supposed to be having 50,000 men. Why you only got 5,000 men? So there was a loss incurred. So you have to give an answer for that. So you asking Allah Ta'ala, I had so much of deeds, but I see no mention about it. So then Allah Ta'ala's answer comes in, that no, you did ghibat. See, so many of the problems is connected to the tongue. That's what Allah says, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله. Don't be like those who forget Allah Ta'ala. See, they have this majlis of zikr and all that. Why? To create that awareness. That you're going to stand before Allah Ta'ala. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Every word is going to be recorded. No word you utter, but it's recorded straight. إِلَّا رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There's an angel ready to record. رَقِيب. رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. He's alert and he's waiting just to record your utterance, one word, and straight away it's recorded. Now, are we conscious about this thing here? So this consciousness, Allah has consciousness. So that's why there be so many rounded up all the advice that is given to us. Muaz, he says, holds his tongue, says, take care of the alaikum, let's hold this. Everything else in its place, but then the tongue is gone off, then you lost. See. When we hear, see, we talk about a robbery, crime, and then we complain about the place, right? Don't we complain? There's no security, right? Things are going missing, all that, right? So we talk a lot about it. But then, when we're robbing our own selves, then is there any security system against ourselves? That person is robbing your wealth, right? You got an alarm system, you got a CCTV, you got a patrol, all that, right? But when you are causing so much of damage to your own self, then have you got a security system against your own self? See how this Buzhuganadin, instead of Stalin, so he went to meet his friend, right? And the friend is sleeping. And he just said, is this the time to sleep? Yeah? That's all he said. Now then he went and balanced, you know, he's doing your balance books. He's censoring himself. You're censoring who? Yourself. One is, you know, hey, I will scan you out. I will check you out. But one is you check yourself out. So the words what he said, what he went and said, is this the time to sleep? It's telling his friend, is this the time to sleep? That's all. Nothing beyond that. So now he's checking on himself. He says, but everybody's got a right to sleep when they want. And number two, I don't know whether how he's feeling, sick, couldn't sleep at night, therefore sleeping the day, covering up. So how can I make this type of a statement? See? And then he didn't leave it there. Then he imposed a penalty upon himself for so many days. Someone will do a fast or do something. But see now, this is called a censorship. This is the person that knows. He understands. He realizes that he's going to stand before Allah Ta'ala. So he's checking himself. Every small thing, big thing, he's checking himself. See, مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ رَقِيبٌ. One statement. But there's an angel ready to record. So we're talking about Mawlana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So he realized that he was a little bit hard towards his worker. What worker? Person under you. And you were a little bit hard. You paying him your salary, your money. But at the night when he's taking stock of himself around a certain time, I messed it up. I was hard on the person. See? One is to shift blame. To the blame, shift onto him. It's very easy, that. Isn't that easy? But one is to accept the blame. Is that easy? To shift the blame is very easy. I know how to speak. So I can easily shift the blame. And the other is to accept the blame. How many of us are in that business to accept blame? Sahaba Ikram are different. And your move perhaps, there was a delay. There was a delay in the conquest. But look at Abu Bakr again. I say, some people are very frank, clear. Very clear. They not ambiguous. Where they need to accept the blame, they will accept the blame. So Abu Bakr says that it's my fault. This conquest is not coming in as we expected. It is my fault. Now who is this? The person best after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says that it's my fault. This conquest is not coming in. Because kufr doesn't have the feet to stand up against iman, right? And today, kufr is standing up against iman. It's my weakness. I have fought it. See that? or the Sheikh of Mutaib, see these people that are like that, that they have that type of hearts. The hearts are big. And when the hearts are big, then they have the heart to accept their own mistakes. There was a problem in the madrasa, a massive problem. Sheikh Ahmed says that it's my fault. I said something out of place. And the word that Mawla says that it can't be my friend that's involved in this whole conspiracy. Because I speak to him every day, I make his law, correct him, so he can't be. And when the trouble took place, he was the instigator. So Mawla said, it's my fault. See what statement I made. Either it's out of pride, not me, not my man. Can't be me. Can't be me. See, I don't want to accept blame. This is where we're going off today. Nobody wants to accept blame. Yes, we want to shift the blame. We don't want to accept the blame. And the time is to accept the blame. In Sayyidul Istighfar, you know, when you read the dua and sleep, you die in that state, then you die as a shaheed. But that dua is teaching you to accept blame. See, that's the best istighfar you can read, right? What is teaching you? أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلِيَّ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي. I accept, acknowledge my weakness, I understand. So that's what it's teaching you. And our minds are teaching us something else, or shift the blame. Shift the blame. Ease the mood. And how many of us think, I am. That is why, in a time of fitna, one of the things to do to protect yourself is وَبْكِي عَلَى خَطِيَتِي. Cry over your sins. So when will you cry over your sins? When you can accept a mistake. But if you don't accept a mistake, will you cry? They read that article 2 days ago or something. It was Junaid Baghdadi or someone. He says that I was deprived of Tahajjud Namaz just because of having a wrong thought of someone. For about 5 or 6 months, I was deprived of doing Tahajjud Namaz. Why? I had a wrong thought about it. Just a doubt about someone. One is we are dealing wrong. One is we are saying something wrong. And now these people are so careful of themselves that even the wrong thought, I had a wrong thought about the person, and on account of that for 5 or 6 months, I am deprived of Tahajjud. I'm wondering why I can't get up for Tahajjud. You see now, what type of a check and a balance you need. So, Puri Sahib Rahmatullahi, we're talking about him, right? So, he has thrown asar time, staff is gone. They will go about 3 o'clock. So, Mawla is thinking at asar time, about 4 o'clock, or 4:30, okay, this is what happened. That I was harsh towards him. See, except this Divana Deen stories, you have to learn to read, understand. Don't take it as just a entertainment, an excitement, the thrill. But what's the lesson that it contains? Let me learn from that. Let me draw from it. So when you draw from that, then your mind opens out. You improve. So you just take it as an entertainment now. You're fasting, nothing to do, you can't go anywhere. So let's listen to something, pass our time. So it'll be a pastime, all right? Not that your time won't pass, it'll be a pastime, but you want anything significant. But are you looking deep into this thing? And I guess now you go back into your cubicle, think. Okay. What is the lesson? What must I learn from this? What must I take from this? Okay. So this is like a like a shop, you know, a mall, right? Mall. So you see in the mall what you want, right? So in these type of talks, you have to see now what's your problem. See? Someone comes to the mall, he wants hake fish, right? Someone wants oil. Someone wants Vaseline, right? Someone wants soap. So now you look for your need. What's your need? Look for it. So you get it. You look around, you see your need. Look for your need. How must I correct myself? Where do I correct myself? So that means your shopping was worth the while. Came here for a mission, and when you found out and detected your problem, then it was worth the while. So now you already know where I'm going off and how to correct myself. Where I'm going off and how to correct myself. You know, you understood that. You came here now, I'll have some pastime and go. Time will be used also in the masjid, and I'll be going. I won't say that you won't get swab, but what was the actual reason? When you're sitting in the company of a sheikh, then the niyat must be to learn my mistakes. If it is just for salah, you can go sit somewhere else, going to a masjid, read Quran Sharif. Right? You'll definitely get salah. Who's disputing that? Or if it is to learn, to understand what's my mistake. And today I'm saying, learn to accept your fault. Learn to accept your mistake. Because there's no way you're not going to progress otherwise. You didn't learn to accept your mistake. How are you going to progress? Accept the blame. And work from there onwards. The person that knows about the car, he says, your tire is not right, I can't take you to Cape Town. Your engine is not right, no, it can't take you. One friend of mine, I told him, hey, sell this car away, don't use it for long distances. Sell it away. So no more, I take it for it. My work is not to dispute, not to fight. So they were supposed to write to Joburg somewhere. Just before Marisburg, at the engine packed class. See, you go to the mechanic. Mechanic's work is just to point out the mistake. He knows about the vehicle. He'll tell you. You will not say, no, see that mechanic, now he cursed me. Therefore, I got stuck here in Marisburg. You say that. You don't say he cursed you. He's understanding. So it's the same here now. It's a spiritual mechanic, right? Mechanic tells you, this is a problem. Correct yourself. Correct yourself. You're not going to correct yourself now. You're stuck there. I mean, you're stuck there. I used to call a tow truck. A towing back from Marisburg to Durban. How much does it cost you? Then he packed the engine. Another additional problem, right? Get the engine right. How much is it going to cost you? But had he just taken the advice at the beginning, how much more convenient, how much more easy it would have been. Right? It's not in the shape that will take you for a long distance. I don't do this. Right? Now, I'm not a mechanic, but a little bit I understand, but it's not the car for that. Yeah. Once we were by Mufti Sahib Rahmatullahi. So, Mufti Bashir Sahib, we are fortunate enough to be with him from Stanger. So, he had to buy from some car in Johannesburg and drive the car down to Durban. We're all moving together, and he's insisting on me that I must join him in that car to come back to Delhi. I said, well, I don't think the car is in the right state. And he's a driver, he's been driving so many cars for so many years. When I saw that thing, I said, no, I don't think he's in the right state. No, what's wrong with you? Come, just join us. So tomorrow I have to go to Madrasa. So we'll reach before that. All my blessings to you. But I'm not joined. I took the flight, I came away. They, in Newcastle, the ladies, they got stuck. Now 2 days they had to just remain there. Then, you know that one of Dawud Siddharth. So his father was good enough to have them arrange a car, etc., to come back to them. But I see what happened there. Now, someone that knows a little bit about these things, you listen to him, and you don't go wrong. I bought the car now. You don't want to sit in my car. Something is common sense, but this is not. It doesn't have that strength. It doesn't have that capacity to take you for that long distance. So don't use this thing here. You're not going to force the car. Car will do just to that point what it can manage. After they will say, well, my hands up, I can't really do that. So you need to understand, the mechanic will tell you one time, most of the time you two times. After that, it's your problem. You know, they got stuck there 2 days, and by the third day, the man gave them a car or something, and they used the car to come back. Now again, they brought the car here, and then they had to return that car, and he had to send their car down. So much of problems. You see how much of problems. Simple thing was, nothing, can't manage it. Can't manage that distance. Don't use that car. Class. But now, we are in that age now, and nobody wants to accept mistake. Well, I'm right. What I'm saying, please don't listen to me. Then after that, I'll see on the road you have problems. See, in Joburg coming down, mistake. Yeah, this happened now 2 weeks ago. I sell the car. Tell the person the mistakes and all that. Sir, don't keep it. One will take it. Right, don't take it. My marriage book stuck. Can't move. Agents act up. See that? So it mustn't be that we get stuck up. In the grave we get stuck up. In the hereafter we get stuck up. It's a journey. We have to go right through, right? We mustn't get stuck. We want to... that when we left the world, that we want a open road, you know. The road must just open up. It's moving to Jannah, it's enjoying ourselves, just enjoying one way. We don't want any trial, any immigration, any problems on that side. So the way to do that is accept your mistake. Correct yourself. It's a simple way. Nothing complicated. But now I say, no, I'm going to correct myself. And what people think about me, and you know, I'll have no face left. All right, but you don't have any face here, but how you will face Allah? You're worried about how you will face people, but are you concerned about how you will face Allah? So that's the whole ayat. لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. You're worried about your face, not worried about the time that you will face Allah. The Sullah of Ansab, Allah will cause you to forget. You will forget your own things. What was the important journey? You forgot about it. What are the stops? What are the checks on that journey? You forgot about it. Now these people that have got their eyes on their journey, now see how, I showed you one story, right? Look at this story. So the more time we saw from there, now more pulpuri, right? So now, this story was that happened. He spoke to the worker a little bit hard. He understood that I'm not supposed to be saying it. Now it was one of us would have tried to justify. Well, he's working for him, he must do the work. What's wrong? Why is he not doing it? Lazy bugger, why is he not doing the work? So I must give him a mouthful. And when I ask him for maaf, he'll take advantage. Today he made one mistake, tomorrow he make 10 mistakes. See how we cover up. And this man is looking, right, I want a journey. The journey is to Akhirat. I don't want to get stuck there. See, at least now, this person here, he found someone to help him out, to come back and all that, right? Right. But on that journey, who's going to help you? Anybody there? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةً. Nobody can stand for the other. Right? Nobody can intercede. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. You can't compensate. No money. Yeah, in this world, you get into a problem, you got a contact. Or you got money. There, the contact's not working, and the money's not working. Nothing working. See that? So, we can't get stuck there. That's the important thing. We don't get stuck. Before that ultimate moment, we remove all those blockades, you know, the impediments, the obstructions, everything that comes on the road, we try and clear it up. So that you have a clear path, you have a clear journey. The journey is one way, just shooting one way. That's one mistake. The other mistake we make is, we think, you know, hey, you get some luck, you know, things will just work out. What will happen? We'll have a luck, and Jannat will just come on two overlaps, so we think. But I ask you, do you apply the same thing on your motor car? It'll be just a luck, and I'll fly through. Yeah? And say you are supposed to go on a plane, right? And the plane, you know, it was landing, it got serious, you can see it got serious technical problems. It's landing, it's going like this, vibrating. Right? Will you board the plane to America? It's vibrating like this, will you? Say, oh, Allah Ba's Qudrat, it'll happen. Cancel the flight. I saw the thing boarding, I saw the thing landing, and I'm not clear about it. You're very concerned. Aren't you concerned? So, if there are procedures here, there is a procedure in the next realm. You cannot say that Allah Ta'ala is only Rabbul Ard, He's Rabbul Ardi or Rabbul Sama. He's the Rabb on both sides, this side and up. So He wants you to follow the procedures. Right? And that is why there is the whole Kitab of Fazail. Do this and you'll get this. That means, that's the procedure. You will do this, and this is what you'll get. And it was just a luck. So I said, hey, just take a luck, it'll come right. He would have said, take a luck. He made it come right. Then all follow procedure. That's why he's showing you fazail. You come for namaz, come early, read the jamaat, make miswak, all etc. And the fazail have been shown to you, so you follow the procedures. Life can't be taken as a luck. You think, no, it's like a July handicap. Press a button, come right. So Mawla is conscious, Phulpuri is conscious, he knows now, the procedure I've messed up. That person, that worker is working, like he's living somewhere like how is Jondor, now is Jondor, informal. How difficult it is to get there. Right? Now Mawla is such a big buzzard, the whole world is respecting him. And now this man, after a sudden, he has to go there to look for his worker. Can you imagine what a personality he is? But what is that overwhelming concern that I have to stand before Allah Ta'ala? Can you see? So they don't worry about face. Face doesn't mean anything. Reputation doesn't mean anything. That overwhelming concern that I will stand before Allah Ta'ala. See, that's why the reward is so great. When even khafa maqama rabbihi jannatan. You're afraid for the tribunal of Allah Ta'ala. Tribunal, you stand there. وَكُلُّمْ آتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Last night they read in Tarabih. Everybody will come day and alone. What? They will come day and alone. Nobody on the right, nobody on the side. Nobody. Day and alone. كُلُّمْ آتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Coming face to face, all alone. So do we think about that moment? But nobody can stand, no contact can stand, no wealth can stand, nothing can stand. I'll be all alone. So the one that has got a conscious thought that he behaves differently. He sees things differently. He understands things differently. More than his face, he worries about the face that he will show before Allah Ta'ala. And if that is not right, that concern about facing Allah Ta'ala, then the more important thing is about your face. So you can't go masjid because people will disgrace you. Or you can't go because people will disgrace you. So you're worried about your face, not how you will face Allah Ta'ala. See when you fall. So Mu'a left his palatial home, he leaves, and he's going into an informal settlement, like I will say a Jondor, right? He went there to look for his worker. And now, the difficulty was the worker. That worker saw him, he got a shock. Why am I coming here? Please, now make me laugh. What words I used for you, you used it. Well, this will be a double problem. The worker is saying, Mawla, it will be a double problem. Because for me to say those words to you, you know, I can't. It will be like a punishment for me to use those words for you. Your esteem, your piety, your greatness. So then at least say me this much, make maaf. Make maaf. Mawla gave some cash. And that was ended. At night more I see a dream that Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is on a boat with Hazrat Ali Radiallahu Anhu. And there's another boat that Hazrat Pul Puri Sahib Rahmatullahi Alaihi is boarded, right? So here is Hazrat Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and here is Hazrat Pul Puri Sahib Rahmatullahi Alaihi. So Hazrat Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is instructing Hazrat Ali Radiallahu Anhu کہ ان کی کشتی کو ہماری کشتی کے ساتھ ملا دو. Join his ship to our ship, his boat to our boat. Well, Pulpuri says, Ali is passing, and you know, as he's joining, so the both ships, they clash. As they clash, the tuck sound is still ringing in my ear. So clear, so clear. But you see this, لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله. How you work with people? How you work with people? So Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says that ilm ek rishta hai. What? Ilm ek rishta is a relationship, how it's string. So ilm is a rishta. What is supposed to be doing? Rishta is supposed to be connected, isn't it? Ilm, what is supposed to be doing? Rishta, what is supposed to be? Connecting. It's a relationship. So you respect the relationship, you work on the relationship, you take a lot of happiness, right? You try and maintain the relationship, don't you? But if you're going to use the thing to shoot this person down, to smash that person down, to hit this person, right? I ask you, will the relationship remain? So the relationship was what for? To connect people, join ulama, etc., righteous people, good people, to connect them. Those that are looking for the right, to connect them. But if this is misused, then that which was used to be connecting now, you'll be using it to disconnect. Like you can say, a hammer is to join, right? One plank to the other plank, right? If it's used correctly, وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ الْوَاحِ وَدُسُرُ الْوَاحِ you know, right? Planks. عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ الْوَاحِ وَدُسُرُ دُسُرُ what is دُسُرُ Keele, what? Keele, keel, nails, right? So you're constructing a boat and you've got two pieces of wood, so you need to join. So you'll join them. There's a way now, different type of nails, etc. But to join, how you will join? وَحَمَلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ الْوَاحِ وَدُسْرُ So, that was supposed to be, that hammer, that nail was supposed to connect. But now, if you try, use that hammer, that key, the nails, to bust that person's eye, to smash this person here, to run that person down, then you have joined people or broken people. So you see how important, how to work with people, how important. Imam Shafi on this quote, how to work, right? Where to be hard, where to be soft, if he needs to be advised how to talk to him, right? If the person is new, then how do I work with him? He's old, how do I work with him, right? If the person is showing interest, then how I attract him more, see, how I win his heart. So this isn't like rishta, it's a relationship. But then you have to use your mind on how to win the person, how. Or to bring near, close. So that the noor of ilm passes on to that person. Today I'm doing it, right? But I'm going to show a lot of love, a lot of respect, a lot of akhlaq, right? So he'll begin to love the work I'm doing. You'll see now it's a lot of love, a lot of respect, a lot of muhabbat, right? So won't he have a love for that work? You see, you do this work here and see the love that is here. See the team spirit here. See how they cooperate with each other. So won't he get deeper into it? So when he gets deeper into it, right, at some point, won't he be your representative? He'll do the same work. Because he took a liking for it, took a love for it. So how to win the person? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is passing, see how to win the person. At which point, how to work with the person? He's passing and he hears someone singing, right? Wrong, whatever he was doing, he was wrong, right? So, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu stopped them at that spot and then he carried on. So, the singer, he asked, but Ibn Mas'ud was here and he stopped at that moment. And he did he say something? He said, yeah. Ibn Mas'ud said, what a beautiful voice. If only it could be used for the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Right? So he must have said it with so much of ikhlas that that person repented there and then, cried, repented there and then, and he became a leading student of Ibn Mas'ud at the Ecole. You see that approach. Where, how, what, the idea is to win the person, to connect this, to this connection, this relationship, but how to do it. And in that you can't be hasty. فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُهُ Insan's tabiat is to hurry. Why is it happening now? Get it done, get it done, get it done. Insan's tabiat, isn't it? فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُهُ Don't be in a haste. Because لِكُلِّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِلٍ Everything has a time. So don't haste. Yes, you can, if you want, you can put the weight on yourself. But others, how do you want? See how the Qur'an Sharif says. لَا تُكَلَّفُ إِلَّا نَفْسَكَ وَحَرِّدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ This command is directed to you. فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا تُكَلَّفُ Strive in the path of Allah. But then, لا تكلف إلا نفسك. You will be addressed. The address is directed to you. Others then gently encourage them. Encourage them, right? How about this? Doing this. So gently now. You see now, he is showing initiative. He wants to do it. He is showing initiative. If not showing initiative, then you want to push him, then what's going to happen? Will he come closer? He'll see you now, he'll hide away. The man is coming back now. Again, it's time on me. So let me move away. You come again, and one youngster, he's in Adadia. So his ustad was in there. The ustad taught him, right? So he's now in Adadia. This next year, he'll go to the first year. So the ustad wants him to do some work. Whatever type of work, maybe you get something. So this Adadi student is complaining to me. He tells my son, you know, I want to help him, but now I can't manage this thing. But I know he came right here, something like this, you know, by this fifth year class, original fifth year class. And he came there, and he says that I know he's looking for me to do that errand, right? He said, please now, you know, I want to do the work, but now it's going to clash with my work. I can't manage it. Just, can you tell him nicely? But I see how that student is running away from the start. But why is running away? When it's becoming a burden. But if it was different, it was like, you know, you had an enjoyable relationship, a relationship of love, of muhabbat. So just yesterday, about four people, I have to say, by Jazakallah, I'm comfortable. Or something. Then I want to make dua. Second person coming in, something. Now that's a loving relationship. They want to do. But now how you create that love, how you build that love. So the first step I say, learn to accept your mistake. Number two, be man enough, right? How do I work? I want to get the person linked up. So how do I work with him with love? With compassion. Sometimes I speak of my mother, my memories go, you see. So sometimes the lady knows, and they like someone to joke with them. So I say, your place, Tabi Jamaat is excellent, you know. They were working in this Pingori place, Lotus Park. And so I say, your place, Jamaat, your place, Usul is too good. I say, why? So, all right, see. Tabligh Jamaat only got 6 points. But you all, what you all doing? If, say, our house, they did, you know, they do this pattas, puri patta. Patta, so they make about, say, 2 dozen patta. So now, if she's going for the Jamaat program, so she knows she got about 7 friends, so 7 patta. That's it. Yopal Jamaat is excellent. So she tells her, I trust me. But Alhamdulillah, right, we're doing all these things here. We're not supposed to be doing it, we're doing it. But Alhamdulillah, all the friends, right till they were living, they maintained the same ikram. They were too good with each other. They were too good with each other, right till they lived. They maintained the same love, muhabbat, cooperating, that Masturat program to host it. They were ever ready to do it, straight away they would do it. And she would say me about one friend. They used to call her Zuhra, right? But I'm just showing the level of ikram. You know, this is Jamadas. So that lady was her friend, like this Zubi, like this Muhammad, she passed away just now. Like, you know, that pediatrician, doctor, was her friend. So this one, that was Zuhra, she should come into the program. Jamada, you all know Jamada, right? Their mother was, I saw her. She was a pastor, which was about 90 somewhere. So, the ikram, the love was such, right, that now she's got a woman working for her, all the menial work, pretty menial work. Absolute menial work. But the day that girl got married, she bought all the crockery pots, top of the range, about 20,000, that time, not 1980s, she bought it and furnished the house. See the type of ikram. I warn that person like the mistress. Won't she have respect? You see, I'm doing such a menial work. Now, 1980s, you know what was the salary? 1980s, I can remember, the salary for a menial worker was about 15 rand. How much? Yeah, late 70 and beginning of 15 rand was a salary. That was like a standard salary. And what she's buying, Shabbat auntie, 20,000 rand of crockery, pots, all that. See this ikram. This is, I say it repeatedly. Mahabbat se maarte hai. What? Aur akhlaq se jeette hai. What? Mahabbat se maarte hai. So Yahya is writing everything. Mahabbat se maarte hai. Aur akhlaq se jeette hai. Now we think now we'll do this and then. Show mahabbat, show akhlaq. And you see how things will just turn. Allah maktufi nasib kare.